It's not a matter that is basically going to be on the table. The issue is going to be probably around the length of time, and that's pretty much it. I think that the chairman probably wants to have input on that matter, so that I think that probably, let me just put it this way, that it will be on the agenda for the board, it'll be kicked back to us, and we will work on it and resolve it and get it done.
Mr. Chairman, this is Commissioner Payne. With all due respect, it seems like a waste of time. If I could finish, please. Can I finish?
No. There are just some issues that basically
that's really not appropriate, Mr. Chairman.
There are going to be issues that have to be discussed. All right,
Mr. Chairman, you're not going to let me finish my conversation?
Well, I mean, you keep raising. I keep telling you it's going to be handled in an appropriate fashion. All right. You know.
Mr. Chairman,
I
would like to finish my comments if I could, Mr. Chairman.
All right, finish your comments then. All right.
Like I said, with all due respect, I feel this is a total waste of time going back and forth. We've done this before. It's come to PP&I first. I just don't see any reason. It seems like a slow motion, okay? And as the chairman of the unofficial legal advisory board with a couple other commissioners on it, which not many people know about, but Attorney Stone has done a fantastic job reporting to us and reporting to the district. And I think it's extremely important to have this subject taken up in a timely manner. And by going to the full board, then coming back to PP&I, then going back to the full board again, is not a timely manner. Thank you.
Well, is he not being paid? Is he not doing the job? Is anyone interfering with doing the job? No, that is the point. That is the point. All right.
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
This is a procedural matter. Now, consistency of procedure, if everything goes to the board and then it gets assigned to appropriate committees, that's one way. Second way is that if there is clear designation or understanding which committee it should go to, you can shorten the period of the time by decision making so that you refer it to the committee and then committee refers to the full board. So there has to be some clarity, because there, in absence of clarity, what Dom is saying is correct.
Yes, but at this point, I hear you. We're going to handle it the way that I have suggested, okay?
Mr. Chairman, it will be resolved.
It will be done. All right, it'll be handled. It'll be handled appropriately. This is not to cast any aspersions upon Chris. We're not about to do that, all right? But I would just suggest to you that out of a sense of collegiality, that we handle this in this fashion and it'll be resolved.
Okay.
Chairman Taylor, Ray Sweezy. So when it does come back to PP&I, your belief or your feeling is that the largest or the most discussion will be the amount of time that we will propose a contract for them, like 2 years, 3 years, whatever it
might
be.
Yeah, I think that's
that'll
yeah,
be the
that's,
largest that's, discussion. Okay, that's
yeah,
fine.
Well, that's it. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Yeah.
I was wondering, what's, Commissioner Payne, what's the process for adding something to the agenda? If we wanted to add, if PP&I members wanted to add something to the agenda, process of that, if our district clerk could fill us in on that?
Sure, Commissioner Payne. This is John Myrtle. For regular meetings, under the FOI law, a committee or the board can add an agenda item with a two-thirds vote. For special meetings, there's no capability to modify the agenda. And the agenda itself, in advance of the meeting, that's at the pleasure of the chair. Each chair sets that agenda.
Okay, thank you very much. So by two-thirds vote, by what you're saying is, if I made a motion, I'd like to make a motion that
we it's a special meeting, so you cannot amend the agenda.
Oh.
All right,
I thought it was a regular
nope.
meeting. Thank you.
Okay. Chris, I'm going to ask you with regards to items 6 and 7. We're going to have to go into a possible executive session for each one. Is that correct?
Yeah, John Myrtle.
I'm sorry, John.
John Szczecki is which number is it? I have the agenda in front of me.
The agenda 6 is the workers' compensation claim. Yeah. And agenda item 7 is settlement of litigation.
We can do them both in one executive session. Just identify.
Okay. Well, I'm going to propose, unless anyone objects, that we merge those two items in terms of going into executive session. That would be item 6, settlement of workers' compensation claim, Goodwin. 7, settlement of pending litigation. That we go into executive session and discuss both of those matters. And unless there's any objection, may I have a motion?
So move the resolution along with Chris Stone, Scott Jellison, Chris, whoever else you need. If you could
John
just
Myrtle.
Add those names.
Yeah, John Myrtle.
Second. Okay.
And Kelly Shank.
Kelly Shank.
Yeah. And okay. Chris, I think Bob Zike and Jamie Harlow.
Oh, well. Yeah, I forgot. Sorry. Bob Zike and Jamie Harlow.
And for all the commissioners, I emailed the link to the executive session to you earlier this morning. So you should be able to access that. And you put this WebEx meeting on mute. I will mute everyone in the regular session and we can switch over to the executive session. So I had muted everybody in the meeting. If you wouldn't mind, someone just trying to unmute yourself and checking, see if you have that ability to.
Hello.
Yeah, no problem.
Right. Thank you. And if you're on a phone, line, I believe if you hit *6, that will unmute you.
John, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Commissioner.
Okay. Hey, Zach sent you some stuff. Could you have that printed so I could have a copy of it tomorrow morning?
Okay.
Thank you.
He said he was. I don't think I've gotten it yet, but he had told me he was going to.
You're getting it because I got it. Yeah. So, but I'd rather have you print it.
Okay.
Thank you.
May I have a motion to come out of executive session, please?
Move that we come out of executive session.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We are out of executive session, and why don't we take them in order? Item six, may I have a motion with regard to accepting and approving the recommendation of counsel with regards to the settlement of the workman's compensation claim entitled Goodwin? I believe that the amount recommended is $24,900. And that number is with regard to settlement, again, of a workman's compensation claim. And that closes that matter out. In other words, there will be a settlement and closure of all pending claims with regards to this matter.
So move the resolution that's recommended by our attorney.
Second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Moving to item seven, may I have a motion with regards to the settlement of the Suseki matter versus the MDC. This is a settlement of pending litigation. The amount is $96,000. That will settle this matter, close all claims with regard to such. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, both matters pass. Item eight, opportunity for general public comments.
Mr. Chairman,
this is
Judy Allen.
Yes.
Real briefly, I've heard people make reference, well, the last meeting to a board meeting on Monday, and so far that hasn't been posted on the website.
Goodbye.
That's it.
Okay, well, I guess if you have any questions about that, you'd have to go to John. Is that correct, John? There any issues concerning that?
Yeah, the agenda is going to go out this afternoon, typically for a Monday meeting posted on Wednesdays. The meeting was part of it's a regular board meeting, so it was part of our annual schedule that was posted. I'm not sure if is it missing from a calendar section on the website, Judy, or are you just saying the agenda is not posted?
I'm saying the meeting isn't posted at all on the website. Main page of the website.
Okay, yes, that happens on Wednesdays, so that'll be done today.
Thank you.
Okay. Once again, opportunity for public comments. There being none, moving to item nine, commissioner comments and questions. Once again, commissioner comments and questions. There being none,
I move for adjournment.
Have a second?
Second.
All right. Thank you very much. Meeting's closed.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye, everyone.